Big victory for Imperial Hint, who returns later this afternoon in the Grade 3. Mr. Prospector at Gulfstream Park after the disappointment of having to scratch the morning of the Breeders' Cup sprint at Santa Anita. I know that that was heart-wrenching for our next guest, who is his trainer, Luis Carvajal Jr., and he's with me now here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Louis, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. I can't wait for today's race.
Yeah, you have to be excited to get the big horse back in action. 6 years old, he's been so good to you. He has so much heart, as you heard Larry Colmus say in his call of the Vosburg. And now he gets a chance to kind of get back on track after what happened at Santa Anita. Let's start there for a second. Talk about that and the disappointment of being so close to the Breeders' Cup again, one of the favorites in there, and all of a sudden he comes up with an issue the morning of the race.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm trying to leave that behind me. It definitely was a disappointment. I really wanted to take another shot at the champ Mitole. But, yeah, like I said before, you know, just leaving it behind and just looking forward for the next races that we have planned for him.
Yeah, as a trainer, when you experience, you know, kind of the we talk about it a lot, the highest highs, the lowest lows in thoroughbred racing. You're on a high after winning the Vosburg, get to Santa Anita, everything's going great, you're still on a high, and then something like that happens and you're at the bottom of the heap again. How do you, like, keep your emotions in check and stay focused and keep moving forward, Luis? How do you do it?
You know, the good thing, it was I know my horse was doing good, and I know I was going to have chances again to see him run and perform as well that he'd been. You know, it's hard, but, you know, when you have, at least you had the support of your family behind you and everything, so it's, you know, we think it this way. If that happened and the horse got scratched, you know, it happened for a reason, and I always believe it was for a good reason. But, yeah, I would have loved to see him run him there. But, you know, things happen for a reason. So we go back and regroup, and the horse worked good and a couple of weeks after. And I like what I see. And then hopefully, you know, looking forward for next year and see what he does. I mean, right now I'm very happy the way the horse has been training, and it doesn't seem like it's slowed down at all. So that's what it kept me going. And plus, you know, I have a few other horses at the barn, and of course, this is Imperial Hand Grade Ones, and but it's still looking forward to see my other horses run. So, you know, it is what it is, and we'll see what happens today.
Yeah, I think after having to scratch from the Breeders' Cup, it just made him mad because all he's done is come back and fire bullet workouts for you in every workout since the Breeders' Cup, and he comes into the Mr. Prospector in what looks to be great form. How good was his summer, Luis, when he wins the AG Vanderbilt, he wins the Vosburg? How good was that summer?
You can't ask for any better. Imperial Hen has been taken to such a great journey, you know, and I've been every train, I think he wants something like this to happen. And this summer it was unbelievable to break a track record in Saratoga, despite that say about how the track he was playing that day. And, you know, it doesn't happen to anybody, too many people, just breaking a track record in Saratoga. I just wish he'll get a little more credit that he's been getting. He deserved more credit. By especially about that race, you know, and but yeah, that's a dream come true for a trainer, you know, especially when we don't have all the stock that many others they have. So that's why we get out there every day in the morning and we try to get a horse like this one. That's where he keeps everybody else, every trainer, like, it's more stable to keep going forward, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and you knew he won the AG Vanderbilt. There was no doubt about that. Not only did he set the record, but he won by four. The Grade 1 Vosburg, as we just heard, was a bit more narrow of a margin, winning by just a nostril, really. And game, heart, whatever whatever you want to use to describe Imperial Hint, he showed it all in the stretch run that day. Did you know, did you kind of know that he got his nose to the wire first, or were you in doubt a little bit?
No, what I was standing, I was watching the race, you know, it was not sure if I won that race, but when I saw, I told Javier before the race, and we know that Students Fire with Jason Service, at Belmont Park. That horse loved that track, and every time you see Prince Fire run him up Belmont, you see the way he fires all the time. He loves that track. So I told him, you know, you got to be careful with the only speed. And I think my horse kind of got a little bit of settle in the front end, and when I saw him coming back inside, and he got a big heart. Actually, I think his heart is bigger than his body. That's what we call it, the letter rocket, but he has so much heart, and Prince Fire is a great horse too. It's a good, really nice horse, and he loves Belmont. So but I really think that race, I was really happy that he won it, of course, but I think that race he set him up really good for the Breeders' Cup. I was happy that he got to do something, because I think last year in 2018 when he won the Bosworth, he just he won so easy, Greer down, and I didn't think that helped him that much before he went to the Breeders' Cup. And so, you know, everything, it was just great to see a race like that, fighting to win that race, and it set him up good. And like I said, it's been great since then. It's been training super since then. And like I said, unfortunately, that had to happen at Santa Anita, because I really wanted to prove that Imperial Hen, he could have won that race at the Breeders' Cup too, even though the Mitole, I mean, he's a champ. I think it's a great horse. He beat some really nice horses, especially in the Met Mile. But I think it would mean a lot to a lot of people, and to see that Imperial Hen, we could have won that race in the Breeders' Cup. It would have been close, but I think I would have a good chance to win that race. So, but you know, that it's right now, I mean, just like I said, we're going to leave that behind us and look forward for this race. And then hopefully we'll have a great 2020. And then we'll definitely probably be looking after that, some retire for Imperial Hen. It's been great to us.
Who gave him the nickname the Little Rocket?
You know, the Little Rocket, I think it came more from last year, 2008, from Larry Combs. And he called, I think he went, you know, the Rocket. I think he wanted to call him the Rocket Man, but he thought it maybe was some conflict with the song from Elton John. But since then, it's been, yeah. We always call him the Little Rocket now, so that's his name.
You know, you mentioned, by the way, talking with Louis Carvajal Jr., the trainer of Imperial Hint, going to the post in the Grade 3 Mr. Prospector today. You mentioned that you wanted a shot at Mitole in the Breeders' Cup Sprint, and who wouldn't when you have a horse like Imperial Hint? But you get a rematch with a horse who defeated you in Dubai three starts ago back in March, and that's XY Jet. And he's a, much like Firenze Fire was at Belmont, he's a horse that loves Gulfstream Park. Tell me about that rematch coming up later this afternoon.
You know what? I wasn't expecting XY Jet running. George Navarro caught me by surprise, but you know, but I think it's I think it will. It's you know, you have a couple of the horses, the Diamond Ops and everything. I mean, it became to be I know it's $100,000 race, but I think it's
salty.
It's a very salty feel. And but going back to this idea that I run in Dubai against him, and I didn't think I had the best post position there either. And the race didn't develop the way we wanted to, but. I think maybe XY Jet and my horse, you know, we're going to put a good show. And I hope, like I say, you know, it's like kart racing and drivers, you know, we always want the best for every horse. And we but at the end, we always wanted to beat him. Definitely, I want to beat XYZ, and definitely, I want to beat everybody else. But it's horse racing. That's what is so beautiful about this sport, that it's never a short thing. You can be even money, and you can still lose the race. It's once the gate open, you know, anything can change. But I think I have a good shot. You know, that XYJ hasn't run since Golden Shaheen, and he might need this race. I don't know if the seven furlongs will suit him. And the same we can say about my horse, even though that he won already seven eights, but that was a long time ago with different kind of horses. So, you know, it's to see how the track is going to play today. But I would definitely would like to see my horse in front of the wire.
Yeah, yeah. Imperial Hint 3-for-5 at the 7-furlong distance. XY Jet 0-for-3 at that 7-furlong distance. So I think from that standpoint, the edge goes to Imperial Hint later this afternoon. Louis, before I let you go, if everything goes well today, what are the plans moving forward for your 6-year-old star?
Well, it'll be 7, and we're with that talk it over with Mr. Mamon, the owner of Imperial Hand, and I think we will be trying to see if we can go to Saudi Arabia. They have a race there, 3/4, 1.5 million, and hopefully everything goes well, and that will be his next step, and then we go from there if we will end up again meeting XYJ or Chancellor at the in Dubai also.
Well, there you have it. Louis Carvajal Jr. has trained more than 100 winners since launching his career here in the United States, 100 winners here in North America. And the native of Chile who grew up the son of a jockey is on a roll. And I know that no horse more special than Imperial Hint, and we'll see if he can get it done later today in the Mr. Prospector. Louis, really appreciate the visit here this morning. Thank you so much for taking the time, and all the best with the big horse, and not just today, but moving forward as well.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me on the show here, and I appreciate it, and we need all the publicity we get for this little rocket. It deserves all the credit.
Yeah, go get it done, my friend.
Thank you, guys.